Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're going to go in the huddle in a moment, but Dylan is fielding your calls behind the glass on this Falcons loss, 34-10. Dolphins win at the Benz. Let's go out to Bob in Suwanee. Bob, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks so much for the therapy session. Here's what I'm struggling with, and Mike, I'll ask you this question. How does a coach from the Kyle Shanahan tree have a thin playbook? This I can't figure. You said that. Well, they know where we're going. How does that happen with a Kyle Shanahan coach? I'm really struggling to understand that. He's second year in. How does that happen?
Yeah.
And here's my other question. Wouldn't that come up in the interview that you'd say, well, yeah, he might be a Kyle Shanahan coach, but he doesn't know the playbook.
Yeah. No, I think it's a fair enough question. And Bo, you just said it as well as I could. He's not really a Kyle Shanahan guy.
Yeah, he's a McVay guy.
Sean McVay's might be a Kyle Shanahan guy. Maybe. You know,
Sean McVay's a Mike Shanahan guy.
There you go.
And McVay left Washington and went out there and got a job. Now, he didn't leave. He was away from Mike because he'd already been fired, obviously. But but he's a McVay guy. But guess what? Just change Shanahan in for McVay, and how is that? I don't know. I think Mike, you tell me. I think sometimes guys get hung up on what they want to do and kind of in this conservative mode or this mindset, and they don't want to do too much because they're playing it too safe.
Here's how I feel like this entire thing went. And let me just back up just a little bit. We just talked about LSU having more recently won a national title than Florida, right? And we talked about how 2019 LSU and Ed Orgeron won a title.
That's right.
That was the first year Zach Robinson's ever coached football. 2019 was the first year Zach Robinson's ever coached football.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that. Isn't that crazy that we're talking about 6 years ago that was the first time he's ever coached football? And what happened is he's a smart dude. He knows passing concepts, all right? He played in a Mike Gundy. He obviously was under Sean McVay. He saw what Zach Taylor wanted to do. He knows passing concepts. He doesn't know run concepts. And so when he got here and you retained Dwayne Ledford under Arthur Smith, he just straight up was like, look, you guys seem to have a good thing here with a good running back. Let's just keep doing it. And nothing was ever built off of it. Nothing. They actually talked about this on the broadcast last night with the Steelers. And how they've married Arthur Smith's offense with Aaron Rodgers' offense and how they have these concepts they both want to do and how they've gone about kind of piecing those together. They haven't been pieced together here. It's just straight up Zach Robinson knows how to pass the ball and knows how to layer defenses. And then you have Dwayne Ledford in this run game in this wide zone that they seem to know how to do between the 20s. But there's nothing about it that actually fits together like puzzle pieces. There's no play action. There's no draw. There's barely a screen game. There's no middle screen game. There's no three-count screen game, and it hasn't meshed. And Zach Robinson simply does not have the longevity in his background to be able to know how to fix it. He hasn't coached long enough to know how to fix it because all of his years under Sean McVay, it was Sean McVay's job to fix it. And now it's on him. And now he's looking around going, I'm not sure what to do here. And that's where we're at.
I don't love some of the passing concepts either. I don't think we have enough guys running inside breaking routes. It feels like everything is a comeback or a go. I need some drag routes, you know, across some little, you know, in cutting routes to get guys. We need to just get guys on the move with the ball in their hands. I mean, we had one yesterday, and it went about, as I said, two and a quarter squidbillies over Darnell Mooney's head. So it was a little high.
Well, we are continuing the conversation about the Falcons all day today. You can tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. And tomorrow, join Dukes and Bell for a special broadcast from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They'll be getting ready for the big college football game just down the street while enjoying all the eats, drinks, and scenic views at Twin Peaks. It's Dukes and Bell tomorrow from 2 to 6 at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. Last week, we talked about this. Jets owner Woody Johnson had some strong critiques of quarterback Justin Fields. Now, Justin was super professional last week. He was like, I didn't even hear it. It doesn't bother me. But now he's saying things have just kind of been a lot lately.
It's been a lot for me, emotionally, spiritually. When I was on the field, I was damn near about to start crying. Not because of we won, but just because of the goodness of God. And I'm going to get pretty vulnerable right here. But this week, I kind of, you know, I found myself in my closet crying on the ground, laying down. Not because of the hardships, not because of the troubles. I felt like, you know, I was built to handle that and I was put in place to handle this situation. But I just had gotten a text from my sister and my stepmom, and it was just an encouraging text. It was just a sign from God for me to keep going and that, you know, I'm in the right place. Yesterday, I was just praying over and over and over again, like, yo, like, just one win.
Yeah, two different takeaways from that. First and foremost, he's never sounded more relatable, and I'm so proud of the way he's matured, because I think that this is such a more mature version of Justin Fields, and I'm so glad he got the win. The second thing that popped in my head was he probably has a pretty big closet. Like, you know what I mean? Like, this is not your typical 3x4 coat closet where he's got his knees in his chest. Like, he might be laying down, you know.
Maybe got a TV in there.
He's got plenty of room. Yeah, he's got plenty of room.
Like, almost like he can, it's like a man room, extra man room.
Yeah, he's got plenty of room.
I listened to the entire thing last night, and for one, I do think he sounded extremely relatable, and I think it sounded extremely mature for a guy that I think at times has been questioned, right? But some of the things have been questioned. I think it's a very we don't understand how much guts it took what he just did to be vulnerable and let everyone. I mean, he told the whole world he cries in his closet. I mean, essentially, he was like, "Hey, I was in a lifetime position in my closet,
yeah,
and like I'm okay with it because we got to win." And I appreciate him talking about his faith too. I think that's one of those things that, you know, a lot of guys will say it and win it after, you know, here and there, but it seems like he's been very open about this year, which also shows the maturity of him. So I'm really pumped for him. He's a local kid that he's I don't know what his future is in the league as far as backup or starter, because it feels like it's leaning towards backup. One game doesn't change the whole season.
Sure.
But I am glad that after he was trashed by his owner, he got some validation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel the same way.
Saints bench Spencer Rattler for Tyler Shuck midway through their loss to the Bucks, 23-3. Here's Kellen Moore on that decision.
I think we just got to evaluate this whole thing in the next 48 hours on offense, find the solutions that give us the best chance to win. I thought Tyler went in there and, you know, he looked the part. He made some plays. The one interception was unfortunate. Gave us a chance to convert there. And so, you know, we'll obviously make that evaluation here quickly and make some decisions moving forward. But, you know, this had more to do with the whole offense just not playing well enough and hopefully trying to generate some form of a spark there. Unfortunately, wasn't able to be done.
I'm not sure New Orleans is not in a better place than we are.
Really?
Doesn't that makes me sick to think. I was thinking about that on the way home yesterday. They've got their first rounder next year. You know what I mean? I'm just looking at it going, yeah, they're not very good, but at least everything feels like it's in front of them. This feels like the bottom for them. I'm not sure that we're done spiraling.
I don't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, that, they still haven't reset their cap, which they're going to have to do. That's not they haven't fixed that issue. They might have their first rounder, but I'm not sure Tyler Shuck is the answer, and I'm not sure I'm not sure what the what quarterback in this draft is will be the answer. I don't know yet. I mean, it's kind of hard to see what we've got, but. I guess Nussmeier could try it there. I don't know.
It's also terrifying to me that Mike just said he doesn't think we're done spiraling.
I don't. We're 3-4. We've had a couple. We're just like, what, 3 weeks removed from beating the Bills.
Yeah. Well,
we've got the Patriots and the Colts the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, it does. And you've
they're a lot better than the Dolphins.
You've got your you've got your worst travel stretch
right now
of the season starting now.
Because right.
You're going to the Northeast and coming home, and then you're going to Germany.
Yeah, it is a tough schedule. Of course, we're going to continue to talk about the Falcons' loss yesterday. We're also going to update the scores for Man Up Monday, and we've got a mic'd up.
I've got 2 3-up, 3 downs in front of me. You guys are going to tell me during the break which one you want. All right, I've got a Falcons-centric 3-up, 3-down, all Falcons topics. And I've also got one that has no Falcons topics. So you guys tell me during the break which one you're
going to
want.
Can I tell you now?
Go ahead.
No.
Unfortunately, I don't think that one's going to win.
You'll
we'll see.
Hear what we decided next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A new season of Survivor means a new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we break down the game like nobody else can, from how the season is built to why the players make the moves they do. It is the ultimate companion to the show. So if you love Survivor, I think you're going to love On Fire. Follow and listen to On Fire with Jeff Probst on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.